Our volunteers are playing a crucial and critical role to support the mission's main mandate, which is to protect civilians. So when we see the UNAMID patrols, helicopters, etc., these things just cannot happen without the support from the mission infrastructure, including the UN volunteers. So they're supporting things like information technology. We have to have our communications, engineering, supply chain. We have to have our goods and services, aviation. We have aviation experts. So all of these things, UN volunteers are helping to support. In addition, some of our volunteers, they're actually working in the field to support some of the mission efforts, for example, in human rights, child protection efforts, and community stabilization. So these are the ones who actually go out and they directly interface with the citizens of Sudan. And it's just important to mention that through their service in the mission, they are promoting volunteerism. So it's not only to provide service, it's to demonstrate the importance of being a volunteer. And this powerful combination of volunteer spirit and a professional level of skills and experience allows them to really effectively contribute to the mission's mandate and promote peace and development in the region.
How much has their work impacted to the communities?
So if you look at all the benefits that UNAMID is providing for the local communities, then you can look behind them and see that UN volunteers are making significant contributions to support this. For example, if you look at they're building roads, water supplies, community centers, schools, etc., these things, they just cannot happen without the background support provided by the UN volunteers and the other mission colleagues. Some of our volunteers are working directly with communities. So for instance, we have some volunteers working in human rights. So they're actually going out into rural communities and they're meeting with people sometimes under the shade of a tree to brief the local citizens on their rights and their human rights, especially vulnerable populations, and what recourse they could take if their human rights are violated.
Can you tell us what challenges have the volunteers faced?
Certainly for our volunteers coming in from overseas, they face culture and language barriers. It's important to stress that even some of our Sudanese volunteers, they also face cultural barriers because they may be from Khartoum or they may be from Port Sudan, etc. And then, of course, there are harsh conditions here, as we know. It can be 50 degrees and the blowing sandstorms. Of course, they're missing loved ones back home. There are some security concerns. Some of our volunteers are serving in very remote and isolated areas, so we're always concerned for their well-being there. And our bodies are maybe not used to this environment, so we have to be very careful about the health and the safety of our volunteers.